On to SCR from our feature album this week by Lucinda Williams. That was House of Earth. Just before that, you heard from Heinz with San Diego, and up top, a new one from The Drones, To Think That I Once Loved You. Now, Treasurer Scott Morrison spoke to the National Press Club yesterday to outline what the next budget by the Turnbull government will look like. Unlike the previous attempts by the government to severely cut funding to many popular and widely used programs, the Treasury is apparently now keeping the spending cuts to a minimum. Negative gearing is one of the areas that will that the government will be closely inspecting at its next budget, with reports that they will be capping the amount of properties that can be negatively geared, or a cap to the amount of money the government pays on the properties. Meanwhile, tax breaks from negative gearing would reportedly favour richer, older people instead of the younger demographic looking to enter the world of real estate. Our man on the money, Dr. David Bond, joins us to explain how the investment strategy works and what the government wants to do about it. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. David Bond.
Thank you. Hello. Thank you.
So, okay, negative gearing. I know a lot of people tend to run away from that term, but please explain, how does it work?
Okay, so how negative gearing works is when someone has an investment property and they have people paying rent on it. So let's say, for example, you're bringing in $10,000 a year in rent and they have various allowable deductions, which are more than that. So say $12,000, you're losing $2,000 running that property. But what you're allowed to do, and this is the negative gearing part of it, is you're allowed to offset and reduce your normal sort of wage income. So if you're just working your job and you're earning $30,000 a year, you're allowed to actually reduce the amount that you sort of put through to the tax office and say, I'm only earning $28,000 a year. So you're allowed to sort of take off that loss on the property that you're running. So that means that people can reduce and get the tax breaks now from running properties and having investment properties and losing money on them.
And so why does the government want to change their contribution to negatively geared properties?
Well, actually, it's at the moment, the government itself hasn't come out with any proposals in relation to that. What you mentioned at the top, there was actually in relation to Labor's proposals to do that. And that's something which is really interesting in this whole debate, because they've actually taken the running from the coalition to say this is, in the tax debate about what they plan to do with things. Because even though we've had Scott Morrison come out and have his speech yesterday, we really don't know much about what the coalition is going to do. I think we're still going to wait until the May budget in early May before we actually hear about what they plan to do with a lot of these things.
So what does Labor want to change?
So what Labor wants to change is they want to limit negative gearing to only new homes from 1st July 2017. So at the moment, if you buy an investment property, if it's an existing property and you buy it, you can negatively gear that. So what Labor's proposal is to only allow those when you bought a new home, like a new property, to be able to get the negative gearing on that.
So when you say new property, do you mean
like new stock, like new something?
Brand new built, so no existing homes or anything. Okay.
Yeah, and I suppose that sort of gets at, do we need more property to help deal with sort of population growth and those sort of things? So, I mean, there is, I suppose, a rationale behind that. The other thing they want to do is to halve the capital gains deduction. So at the moment, if you hold an investment property or even stocks and shares, but any sort of thing that you've invested in for over 12 months, any sort of capital gain that you get on that, you actually halve it before you take that through to how much tax you pay. So you actually get a benefit from holding it for a longer period of time. What Labor is proposing to do is to say, well, instead of getting that 50% deduction, we're only going to allow a 25% deduction. And so they're going to save a bit of money from allowing that, from making that happen.
Okay. And so how do you think this will affect young people going forward?
I mean, one, who knows if that's, I mean, if this was to come to pass, which is unlikely because it's not something that I would see the government putting into play. It may well make things more affordable, but I mean, there's a lot of moving parts to a lot of that. Because, I mean, obviously right at the moment, it's generally, as mentioned at the top, sort of the older demographic that is able to best make use of having investment properties, because they've been able to save up, they've got their own property, and then they've been able to buy additional properties, which is very much shut out sort of the under 35 bracket from home ownership, not ownership of a second property, just ownership of an initial property. So to the extent that you see that negative gearing, that sort of benefit starting to disappear, maybe those who were doing this previously would look at different areas to go off and invest, and that may make a difference in the housing market.
Now, can the deficit Scott mentioned be turned into a surplus anytime soon?
Well, I would say probably quite simply no. They've been talking about, once they came into power after the previous government, they said, we'll turn this around, Labor were taking us down this, really bad track, and we'll turn this around and we'll have this turned around by 2020. And then the next year, we'll still turn it around, it's going to take a year longer. Then the next year came and it just kept getting kicked down the road. So in the near term, I don't see them able to do that. Now, he did liken it to, it's test cricket, not T20 cricket, so that, it's going to be a long-term game. Now, given the amount of politicking that goes on and the fact that it just becomes tit for tat between both sides about how to deal with this, I personally can't see them coming up with a way forward to get us back into surplus in, any time in the next 10 years.
Well, Dr. David Vaughan, thank you so much for joining us today on 2SER.
Thank you.